to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Good morning, smokers. Trying something new today. How'd it go, folks?
No. The red button. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate it. There you go.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to this Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. I'm your host, good old boy Barger. On the ones and twos, we got good old boy Benjamin.
Check, check, 1, 2.
And we got good old boy Mike in the hot seat today.
This is at the top of questionable decisions.
This is fair. And good old boy Rich with us today as well.
How do?
All right, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before that damn quinceanera that's still going on next door.
Oh.
They just go for so long.
Well, it's, you know, it's so much soda pop and, you know, lemonade.
Man,
and limeade.
I
you
just
know.
Can't do it.
Yes.
And then that's just
it's
after.
Like glitter dude. Everywhere.
That's right. That's right. You wake up and there's glitter all
glitter
over your
bomb.
Car. And we're on just after doom scrolling because you cannot sleep.
Oof. You know, is there a support group for that?
Oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Because, I mean, I get, like, thumb springs at, like, 2 a.m.
That must suck for a lawyer, especially because you have to write all day long.
No.
And the pressure on your thumb.
Man, I just, you know,
no, it's the,
I stuff that thing out.
All the finger pointing. Right. It's all the finger pointing.
You do this. Write this.
Yeah.
Write what I say.
I still have my finger I can point with. But, you know, if it's doom scrolling, it's a thumb injury.
I see ya.
I need someone to take some dictation.
Yes. Someone dictate what I'm saying, please. As you know, and well, as I hope you know, our smoke segments are all about cigars or, well, anything that smokes. As for today's segment, drumroll, please. We are going overseas with Cavalier Cigars.
Yee-haw!
So strap in and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download a full episode from anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We are everywhere. Go listen to us. Listen to us on multiple platforms. We love it all. We will listen and keep talking. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy?
Oh, we didn't load that one.
Sorry. You missed the buddy system today?
You didn't think you were going to do that
today. We'll just play it out. Buddy!
Buddy!
That's right. Buddy. Well, if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip, Suds, and Smokes on Cigar 101. That episode should pop right up on the link below.
Fabulous episode.
It's a great episode. That's right. That's right. I am good old boy Barger, and I'm going to tell you our smokes rating today. We will be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes patented rating.
Patent.
And our signature sounds.
Interesting.
Patent pending.
Who did that?
Yeah, one, it sucked before it was lit. Two, at least I lit it. Three, I'd smoke it again. Four, how much you up for them?
Magnificent.
Five.
Where are they? I need a box.
Today, the cigars we will be reviewing are the White Series Diplomat, the Black 2 Robusto, the B2 Viso Jalapa, the Prospector, and an event-only Lancero. So, Rich is going to take it away at the top of the hour with the White Series Diplomat 5.5 by 56.
Is it Diplomat or Diplomé?
Diplomé. I'm going to go with Diplomé.
My French is a little rusty.
So, this is the White
that's
Series.
That's one of those big words.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of those big two-syllable words.
That ain't American right there. The White Series is the original blend of the brand. It was Sebastian's Decoupé's first take on a mild to medium but very complex cigar. The cigars offer beautiful transition in all sizes, while each of them provides a distinct experience and personality.
That sounds like exactly what's happening here at this table. Yeah. Is there is a broad range of experience and personality.
That's true. That's true.
Lots of different sizes.
I'm on the
end of the
table.
That's right. We're just going to need you to use that thumb.
I am au naturel to tattoo.
If you'll just use that thumb and take some notes for us today, we'll be
Let
great.
Me connect the dots. I'll get, you know.
The wrapper on this is a Habano. The binder's Connecticut. The fillers are Nicaragua, Paraguay, and Dominican Republic. Huh. And if I go by my script, it's asked for Thwaites.
Thwaites, yeah. Thwaites. Okay. I just thought I'd throw that in there Thwaites. To see what Thoughts. You thought about yeah. the you know, my script writing.
I have to say, this is the first time that I recall that I've had a filler from Paraguay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very common filler.
Did Nova have some?
No, I don't think so. That didn't ring a bell.
I've had some Paraguay cigars.
Let's see here. Anyways.
Well, folks, go back later. And listen and point it out to Mike. Yeah. Just make sure you
Send
add
hate
Mike
mail.
On that. Yeah. Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Dr. Yeah. Hater at SipSudsAndSmokes.com.
That's right. So what did you guys think about?
Yeah.
Rich, what did you think since you're on deck?
Yeah. You know, the Cavaliers, interesting, has the gold leafing on the wrapper. Mm-hmm. I found it.
Every cigar.
Every cigar. Yep. Every cigar.
Signature yep. gold leaflet.
And I found
triangle.
It a personal challenge to smoke it all the way through that, just because.
Smoke the gold, baby. Smoke
yeah.
the gold.
No, why? Yeah.
I really like this cigar. Had a little slight sweetness, very smooth, mild to medium body, and I'm almost hesitant to say it was a little woody.
Why don't you speak to the mic and not to me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, he's...
What?
It was a little woody. Wasn't that woody?
I didn't ask for this.
You said the word.
Yeah, yeah. But I like this cigar. I felt like I could smoke it at any time. Yeah. Good smoke for me.
Mr. Woods?
For the White Series Corona, I wrote, it's a little spicy up front. The spice kind of subdues, and you pick up some wood.
Not going to do it. He's resisting. No.
Oh,
that's good.
Okay.
That's
right.
good.
And it's, I wrote down as kind of ho-hum. You know, it was... Yeah, it was kind of below average,
that's
you know, for me.
The door, and you can leave at any moment.
No, I just, yeah, you know, I was just like, you know, hi ho, hi ho. It's off to the next cigar we go. So that's
Mike has unbelievable standards.
Yeah,
that he is never
unrealistic
able to achieve.
There are cigars in this lineup I like.
So angry in life.
This was not at the top. It wasn't at the bottom. I can tell you that. So there's that. You know,
Benjamin.
This was my introduction smoke to this brand. I guess I'd. Found out about Cavalier about a year ago,
yeah,
and started smoking them, and this was my first experience and what kind of lit that fire for this brand for me. Also got to meet Sebastian and his team.
Salt of the earth,
PCA 23.
Yeah, I like
great and great people
that just turned the volume up for me. These guys don't miss for me.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, especially in that all day smoking mindset.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong grabbing a Cavalier any time of day. They work.
I kind of like to think of them as like a, and they're not really a budget stick, but I like to think of them as a budget Davidoff.
They're not crazy though, man.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard everyone's head exploded Davidoff. Yeah.
I wish to register a complaint.
Oh yeah, that for sure.
It's just for me. It's
I can hear them filing for injunctive
right,
relief
man.
Right
and
now.
For me, it's just the consistency, like the consistency of their
Did
burn,
you hear
the consistency
what he
of
said?
Their cigars. And how consistent Sebastian is with the flavor profiles of his cigars just remind me of like early days of the Davidoff. Like just real, you know what you're going to get every time you pick one up.
I concur. I think the consistency here is overwhelming almost.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, didn't miss again. Right? So, but that's exactly what you're looking for. I think that's the mark of a brand that's doing the right thing, making the right decisions,
yeah,
and actually caring about what they're doing. He's not just in it because he wants to make a ton of money, which right. is
it's for the love of the game.
Refreshing, man. Like, yeah, he just likes making cool cigars, and yeah. it works.
Interesting, because I did have some construction issues with these cigars.
You that's probably your, kept them in your humidor your, too
I'm
long.
Sure,
or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
You set it on the counter for a week.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's amazing.
Barger handed them to me. I smoked them.
You were smoking with the
days,
wrong hand.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your right hand, not your left hand.
It wasn't too bad for most of them, but I did kind of have to do some touch-ups here and there.
Well, I will say this, and I've witnessed you smoke hundreds of cigars, and I love
here,
you.
Here it comes.
You smoke entirely too fast.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. And you have a lot of canoe issues.
No, I do not. Ooh. I don't have canoe issues.
You have enough canoe issues that I've given you a paddle for Christmas.
Wow. Yeah, dude.
At least they didn't give you the metronome.
That was a different kind of
At least they didn't give you the metronome. You know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. No, I'll tell you what.
I do not smoke too fast.
You do sometimes. It's okay. We'll talk about it.
I'm
smoker.
A hardy smoker.
Listen, I thought that I really concur with Benjamin. I think that this is a good introduction to their line because this is their flagship. This is a great cigar to pick up. I'm a big fan of Cavalier, period, and thankful that we got an opportunity to go over their product line, but this cigar, if you haven't had it, I would suggest you go get it. What are we going to rate this, guys? We'll go a 4. Majority rules here, yeah. So we have 4 ratings.
Magnificent.
All right. So next up after the break, we're going to do the Black 2, and that's going to be Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so once we come back from the break, you'll hear all the goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back. Did you guys buy what they were just talking about? Because I already bought 2, and I'm so happy with my purchase. What about you, Mike?
Expedited shipping.
Yeah, expedite the shipping. Just overnight that, and we're here.
Use that promo code.
Use the promo code.
Mike
hey, guys.
Sucks.
So, yeah, for real. Mike's opinion is garbage.
I think that sucks.
I think it sucks.
Absolutely. So we're going to go with the Black 2 now. Mike's going to tell us all about that. It's a Robusto 5x50. Take it away, Mike.
The Black 2 blended to deliver a unique old-school Maduro experience. The line offers richness and complexity with a medium strength. Cigars give an amazing aged tobacco experience combined to a dark profile. The wrapper on this is San Andreas, the binder is Habano, and the filler is Nicaraguan. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I heard you, over there.
I love the San Andreas wrapper.
Yeah, I like it when it's really good. And in this,
you better just stop.
In this particular case, I did. This was my favorite of the flight.
Go on.
So, this is a, actually, Barger and I were at an event last night, so this was a cigar I was enjoying when I was
oh,
there.
Oh, really? That's why you wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, I was concentrating on this.
I thought it was because you didn't want to see me in public.
I wrote down very chill. How many cigars have I written that down?
Wow.
Like 0.
Can I get a ding on that one?
Yeah.
That
was a... Yeah, very chill, mild up front, a tad earthy. It kind of maintains the chill all the way through the middle. And, I had a really cool beer that was paired with this. We can talk about that after we finish talking about the cigar. But yeah, I really liked this. It was definitely a solid pick out of the whole flight. It was my favorite out
really?
Of the whole product.
That's that's interesting. You liked the San Andreas over all the things.
No, I. You know,
I'm so glad this is recorded.
Yes. I love great cigars. And, you know, there are some wrappers that I prefer over others, depending on usually what I'm pairing it with. And I really enjoyed what I paired this with. I do think it, you know, elevated the experience.
Well, what'd you pair it with?
It was a very unique beer from a brewery called OEC. It was a black lager, and it was actually finished in a cool ship. So,
what's a cool ship?
So, a cool ship is just like a really big table, sink that they flow all the beer out after they finish the primary boil on it.
And so, like a giant stainless steel square tub.
Is exactly it. They're usually fairly big. I don't know what the size of their.
About the size of this room we're in.
Yeah. I would say, you know, 10 by 20, you know, maybe some of the larger cool ships are 30 by 30.
4 foot deep, probably.
Yeah. Shallow. Yeah. It's all about surface area because what you want is you want it to get infected with natural yeast. So they tend to have cool ships where they actually open the windows up and they just let the wind blow in, and whatever yeast just kind of blows across, you know, onto it, that then infects the beer. So it actually winds up with it's a bit sour. And in this case, I actually wrote down the word, it was incredibly refreshing. And so this was a great pairing, and I think it actually elevated the cigar for me.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Sips episode. I'm
good. This is Suds.
No, that is
great. That really good beer.
I wanted you to take the time to say that because I really think that it's important for our listeners. If you had that experience with that type of beer, I think it's important that people understand it's okay to grab a sour beer or something that's funky with a cigar because
absolutely.
You get a lot of that different yeast, and sometimes that Brettanomyces comes out. Sometimes that, I'm sure I said that wrong.
What did you just say? Right. Hold on.
I don't know where it's coming from.
You couldn't get its earlier, yeah. But
bro,
Tandrodomyces or whatever.
No, I struggle with this. Benjamin, that's an infected finger, okay?
I struggle with the small words.
When it comes to alcohol,
I think that's important that the listeners, and that's something that we don't really punch on too much is how tasting notes compare with other cigars, like how different, you know, alcohols and different coffees and different teas and things that the herbs, the spices, the natural air, the yeast, all those things play into how you enjoy your cigar. And I think that that's something that I would like to dive into in an episode sometime, is just pairings. Like, we're going to do a pairings episode next season, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I do that on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Is that an AA or what is that? I'm confused.
I take a 20-minute break usually.
Yeah, for sure. Rich, what did you think about it?
No, I totally agree. I love the cigar. I picked up a little campfire kind of taste.
Would you say that's wood?
A little bit, yeah. I had a little medium bold, a little bit of cedar. I don't know. Just really, really good for me.
Benjamin?
This thing rocks.
Yeah? Tell me about it.
So it's got some body to it. It's got some heft to it. But it reminds me of like the first Padron I ever smoked. That's a very
good comparison.
It's got some old dustiness in a really cool way.
But also a little oil.
Oily, right? Velvety. The smoke does have like a really nice texture to it. And this is a cigar you feel like you're smoking a cigar. And so that's the experience that I'm looking for on a pretty consistent basis.
Yeah.
I want the smoke to kind of be big and kind of heavy and weighty. Yeah. And this thing absolutely delivers that.
Mm-hmm. You know what, guys? I've smoked enough of these that I absolutely love this cigar. It's a banger in my book for sure. I've smoked everything that Cavalier has had multiples because I'm just this last year really introducing the year before last was my introduction to Cavalier as a whole, and then getting to meet Sebastian and talk to him, pick his brain a little bit about what his brands are and what he's doing. Like, man, it just solidifies that I support that brand 100%. And you know, it is a fantastic cigar to smoke. This is another one of their cores that if you pick one up, I doubt you'll be disappointed. Let's give it a rating. You know, that is a 4 across the board.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm
magnificent.
Always miss that cue. But I am extremely satisfied to see Mike's 4 little stubby fingers.
I would go back and enjoy this cigar again. Is my highest compliment. Ooh. Yeah, because
I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
I don't double back on anything. I just, you know, we have too many things to try, you know, for the show. And
your first wife said the same thing.
You know, we'll fix that in post.
Deep cut.
All right, here on Comedy Hour with Mike and Mike here.
You were going to talk about some time with Sebastian.
You know what? We spent some time with Sebastian at PCA for the last couple of years. We've spent, you know, about an hour with him, sitting with him, smoking a cigar and getting to know him a little bit. That dude's awesome. His whole team is just solid, salt of the earth people. They're real down to earth, extremely approachable. But what we kind of connected on was his love for black metal.
Mm.
Yep. And my love for black metal.
Mm.
And how we
good pairing
transpose those things into our flavor profiles of cigars, which is interesting. And so I think that, you know, a lot of some of the influence that goes into that can also be attributed to music. When he's blending and listening to music, and it's not just black metal, he listens to all sorts of different types of music. But, you know, I think that there is a distinction between the receptors in our brain that music flows through and our taste buds. I think those two things correlate. I can't say there's science on it. Haven't put that out there. But in my brain, it makes sense.
So pairing's all about experience. And what you're looking for in that experience, whether it be complementary or contrasting, it's about finding the right space to be in to reach that maximum level of enjoyment. So whether it is your favorite rum, a cool new beer that you're excited about, a cigar you've never smoked before,
50-50 tea.
Having a hard day at work and coming home to want to listen to some music and kind of, you know, de-stress and just kind of ground and reconnect to yourself, you have that opportunity. And when those things line up,
yeah,
when all of those things come together perfectly, it makes that experience something that is memorable and it works. And so sure. I think that's a really good point for us too, because we're on here spewing our opinions about all of the things
Mike is on here for yourself. And then we're
does that come with a face guard?
Yeah.
About all the things that we like or dislike, you know, identify with, don't identify with. But I think that overriding note is try it for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're in the right space and time, everything can be a little bit different. So it's worth going back.
That's right.
Unlike Mike has time to do, you know,
yeah,
revisiting a little bit.
And if you're going to spew into this. Right.
I'm not going to tell everybody.
But just know that those experiences change based on, you know, the atmosphere and something, you know, like music makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's, you know, everything in itself is a mental game. Right. So whether you're on the golf course,
I've met a lot of mental people.
Whether you're drinking, whether you're post meal, whether you're pre meal, just something that where you could sit down. And I think that's the key. And honestly, I think that's where he is striving to get you to do is to take a second, know where you're at, and slow down.
Pretty deep for a cigar.
That's what this brand really reminds me of is taking a second for me. Like, when I light a Cavalier cigar, I'm not just going to willy-nilly light a Cavalier cigar. I'm going to actually sit down, and I'm going to think about things, and I'm going to sit there and enjoy the cigar. Because for me, it's the experience of that. Like, there's plenty of cigar brands. You'll just light and mow the yard, light and do this, light and do that. But there's particular brands, in my brain anyway, that I have a higher regard for.
Well, and that's, this is one. Yeah, and that's why you go, like, when you have something to celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
When my daughter got married.
Absolutely, the wedding.
You gave me a cigar, and it's like, you want to, it's, for me, a cigar, a good cigar, you sit down, and it makes you kind of just slow down.
Yeah.
And
be present.
You have to, exactly. You have to sit there, and, you know, you can enjoy it, and it just totally just chills me and relaxes me. So, like, at the wedding, right after the ceremony, man, I lit up a good cigar, and I was just able to float around the room.
See, my guard up is when Barger walks over and he says, "Hey, man, why don't you go smoke this?" With no context at all. My radar is on full.
Because you're just scared it's a joint. Which is not unlike me.
I mean, the difference between that and pull my finger is about 1.8 seconds, you know?
Yeah. Fool me once, Barger. Fool me once.
That's right. Shame on me.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right into the next one, the B2 Viso Jalapa. And that's the Viso Jalapa. They call that the new school. And we had the Torpedo, the 6x52. Benjamin, take it away.
Yeah, so the B2 Viso Jalapa line puts the Viso Jalapa wrapper on the front of the scene. The cigars deliver a deep, rich, and oily profile for a new-school Maduro experience. Wrapper Viso Jalapa, binder Habano, filler Nicaraguan. This actually says thoughts. So, crush that.
Thoughts.
Thoughts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you, thoughts?
Proud of you.
Hey, man.
Proud of you, bud.
Spelling's hard. Thank you.
Spell checks.
Copy, paste.
Yeah. Try it.
Repeat.
Yeah.
So for me, and I think this is really cool, not only to talk about these cigars back-to-back, but if you decide to pick up Cavalier cigars, to kind of smoke these things, you know, one after the other, and kind of do the comparison and contrast.
Yeah.
The new school that they're talking about here is more of a, like, chocolatey, oily, smoother kind of smoke for me.
Sure.
This thing is more like melting chocolate. It's not like raw heavy cacao. It's more of like a blended. It's a little bit lighter. It's a little bit more approachable. Like
confectioners, confectionaries. Or?
Well, so I think those maybe get a little bitter. This one's a little bit more creamy and approachable. This is definitely more
like a milk chocolate,
desserty. This is definitely more, you know, ganache, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. As opposed to like a raw baker's chocolate.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I think that's also something that I am starting to grow into my original experience.
With chocolate?
Yeah, sure.
I'm growing into chocolate.
That was the showstopper? Yeah. Really?
Chocolate with a freezing shirt?
Yeah. All right. I'm dealing with a lot of addictions. Yeah. Now, okay? Come
on. I'm working on it.
Hey, I'm growing into chocolate, right? Too, bro.
I'm big bone.
We'll do this together.
Chocolate's growing into me,
we'll do this together.
Yeah.
Face yourself, Benjamin.
Right? You can't have too many nuggets.
That's
right.
That's right.
Godiva, watch out. But also a cool way to pair cigars. I've been through a blind tasting.
Absolutely.
With chocolates and cigars.
Absolutely.
Cold brew coffee was in the mix too.
Oh yeah.
And you get the opportunity to almost blind your palate with those bigger, bolder flavor notes that are a little bit more prominent, and you start to see the nuance of the cigar peek through, which is a really, really cool experience.
So that was something at PCA.
Are we boring you?
No. I'm just tired all the time.
Take a lap.
Yeah, right, for sure. That was something at the PCA that was really interesting to me because there were a couple of booths that were giving out chocolates as well. But there was one, and it was United Cigar Company, and they give you a full bar of dark chocolate when they handed you their cigars.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And that stuff was awesome to pair with some of the cigars we got from them.
Absolutely. It's a really cool experience because...
And also mask a lot of sins as well.
Oh, for sure.